A man talks about his growing up years. He says he and his sister often would be playing on the floor when his parents would move towards the coat closet in the front room. He and his sister would stop playing and they would focus their attention on their parents. That's because they hoped they would be going wherever their mom or dad was going. He said that in their young minds, there were only three questions. Where are you going? Can we go? Who will stay with us? Questions are important, not only to kids, but to adults as well. Today we hear an important question asked by Jesus of a man who soon enough will become one of his followers. Perhaps the only thing more important than the question Jesus asked was the answer that the man gave Jesus. So let's go back to that passage from John's Gospel. The question we hear Jesus ask still resonates with us. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? That question that Jesus raises is a result of his seeing that these two disciples of John have fallen and stepped behind him. We can just about see it happening. Jesus turns around and says to them, "What are you looking for?" As always, we hear Jesus ask the tough questions. We know he could have started the conversation with, "Nice day, isn't it?" or "How about them Cowboys?" But the answer to that question is way too easy. Instead, we hear Jesus plunge into the depths of every person's life, into the deep recesses of our souls, where we struggle with that same question. We are all looking for something. As the old professor, Dr. Morris, says to Mitch in that well-known book, Tuesdays with Maury, people haven't found meaning in their lives, so they're running all the time looking for it. They think the next car, the next house, the next job. Then they find those things are empty too, and so they keep running. In our more self-reflective moments, we know he's right. So often we are running all over the place looking for meaning in our lives. And like a pinball, we bounce all over the place. So Jesus looks at us with those piercing eyes of his, and he asks that question that goes to the core of our being, the core of our purpose. What are you looking for? It's interesting, really, what Andrew, the guy that speaks in this passage, what Andrew answers the Lord Jesus. He says, "Teacher, where are you staying?" Now, we don't want to miss here what Andrew calls Jesus. We hear him address Jesus as teacher. Teacher. There's a lot of significance in that title, a whole lot, because Andrew is telling Jesus that he is in fact looking for a teacher, for somebody who will offer him lessons in life, someone who will guide him down the road of life. Years ago, there was a cute Dennis the Menace comic. We see Dennis walking into the front door of his house where his dad is waiting for him. Dennis is carrying books in his hand, so it's clear he's coming back from school. He says to his dad, "I told my teacher you taught me everything I know, and she wants to have a talk with you." We chuckle, but we're all students of life, and we're wanting somebody to teach us everything we need to know to get through this life without causing too much harm to ourselves or to others or to the world. So when we hear Andrew address Jesus as teacher, he's telling Jesus he's looking for someone who will show him the right way to live. As with any story, the most important part comes at the end. So it is with this story of discipleship, when we're told that they stayed with him. They stayed with him. They, of course, being Andrew and his companion. We hear Jesus inviting them to come and see, and so they go and they stay with him. This is what discipleship really means. We answer the invitation by Jesus by walking beside him, by staying with him at our side. We might want to remember the wise words of a spiritual director who reminded his student one day. He said, "Putting on Christ, well, that's the easy part. But never taking him off, oh, that's the challenge." You know, that's a very good thing for us to consider, since we would like to think that we have done as Andrew did, that is, we have answered the call of Jesus and we are in fact staying with him. We're smart enough to know that staying means to stay put, to continue in a place or in a condition. We're not moving back and forth. We don't have vacation days. If we are true followers of the Lord, as Andrew and his companion chose to be, then we make that kind of commitment to Jesus. We decide we're going to stay with Jesus, and all our choices in life will reflect that decision. As we all know, we're at the start of a new year, so actually it's good for us to hear this gospel that starts off the year for us. We listen to the call of the first disciples, and we're almost forced to reflect on if and how we ourselves are following the Lord Jesus. If we need some fine-tuning on our own discipleship, then this would be a very good time to do it.